The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, April 8, 2018 is from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there, with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he had been raised from the dead. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. John 21, 1. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. When Jesus began his public ministry, he went to the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias, and called Simon Peter and Andrew to follow him, saying he would teach them how to fish for people. See Mark chapter 4, verses 18 through 20. The English Standard Version, the King James Version, the New American Standard Bible, and the New Revised Standard Version use the Sea of Tiberias in this verse. The Sea of Galilee was also called the Sea of Tiberias and the Lake of Gennesaret, where Jesus later preached from a boat belonging to Simon and helped Simon, Andrew, James, and John fill two boats full of fish, telling them that from now on they would fish for people. See John chapter 6, verse 1, and Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. As John reports, after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples in Galilee, just as he had told them he would. See Mark chapter 16, verse 7. It is fitting that he would appear to them in a way similar to their first meeting and confirm that they were now ready to fish for people. John 21, 2. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. Andrew was a partner with his brother Peter in their fishing business, so he was probably present at this event. But if so, he was unnamed. See Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. It seems appropriate that Thomas was present. Didymus means twin. Traditionally, he came to be called Doubting Thomas. See John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Nathanael from Cana was the one who wondered that anything good could come from Nazareth. See John chapter 1, verses 45 through 49. So it is very interesting that he was present. James and John were the sons of Zebedee and were Simon's fishing partners. See Matthew chapter 10, verse 2, and Luke chapter 5, verse 10. Philip was from Bethsaida, as were Simon and Andrew. So he may have been a fisherman and may have been the other person present. See John chapter 1, verse 44. Though probable that Andrew and Philip were the other two disciples, that is still speculation. John 21, 3. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, We'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. The disciples of Jesus had not yet received the Great Commission on the mountain in Galilee. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Nor had they yet returned to Judea near Jerusalem, where Jesus would ascend into heaven from a location near Bethany. See Luke chapter 24, verses 50 through 53. They were in Galilee, where Jesus had instructed them to go. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 7 through 10. They were not just sitting around doing nothing while waiting for Jesus to appear as he promised. They were doing what they knew to do, which was fishing. They were meeting their daily needs and the needs of their families through their fishing occupation. They were safely away from the authorities in Jerusalem, who might have sought to kill them as followers of Jesus. They were awaiting further instructions from Jesus, and probably discussing all they had learned and experienced throughout Jesus' public ministry, with them as well as with other appearances to them and others after his resurrection. Jesus gave them time to think things through together and come to a greater understanding of him as he appeared to them at various times during 40 days of appearances. See Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus' appearances to them at the Sea of Galilee was untimed and unexpected by them. They never tried to bring Jesus back in some mystical manner. After Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to indwell them on the day of Pentecost, he would live within them and within all who believe in him, in a closer relationship than when he walked with them in the world. See Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. When Jesus met them for the first time and called them to be his disciples, they had caught nothing, so he showed them where to fish. Luke chapter 5, verses 5 through 6. Likewise, on this night, they had caught nothing, but they soon would with Jesus' help. Likewise, they would not be able to fish for people successfully without Jesus' help. John 21:4. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. The disciples were not expecting to see Jesus. They were quite a distance from the shore, at that moment more than 100 yards, so they did not recognize him in the morning light. John 21:5. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. A voice will carry quite well over water, and Jesus would have had no problem speaking to them, no matter how far away. In the Greek language, Jesus called them children. See also English Standard Version, King James Version, New American Standard Bible, and New Revised Standard Version, which means small children who need to be taught, and which can also refer to immature Christians. Children seems appropriate in this situation, but Jesus also called his disciples his friends. In John chapter 15, verses 14 through 15, we read these words of Jesus, "You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father." They were his friends, and not knowing he was Jesus, the disciples in the boat obeyed Jesus' command, probably through the influence of the Holy Spirit. John 21:6. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. At Jesus' command, even the fish obeyed him, and the disciples caught more fish than their net would usually be able to hold without tearing. Likewise, after they received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost and began to fish for people, we are amazed at how many people come to believe in Jesus. About 3,000. See Acts chapter 2, verse 41. John 21:7. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The writer of the Gospel of John identifies himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Knowing that Jesus loved all his disciples, he probably spoke this way as an expression of his humility, so as not to speak about himself by name with pride when he was involved in the narrative. Though John could not see to identify Jesus at that distance, he knew from the miracle, a miracle of Jesus, that he had experienced at least once before, that the man on the shore was the Lord Jesus. Known for his eagerness, after putting on his outer garment, Peter jumped into the water and swam and/or waded to shore, probably not even thinking about the water's depth or knowing it was shallow enough and close to shore. Because Peter had once walked on water, he knew Jesus could save him no matter what the water's depth. John 21:8. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. Since they could not haul the fish into the boat, they towed the net full of fish. John 21:9. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it, and some bread. Jesus had not been out fishing for fish. Jesus fished for people. Therefore, as the Lord of creation, Jesus worked a second miracle in their presence. He had created a fire and burning coals, and he had also created the fish on the fire and the bread out of nothing. As with creation, he spoke them into existence. John 21:10. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." Jesus could have multiplied the fish and the bread that he had created, just as he had multiplied the fish and loaves to feed the thousands who came to hear him teach. See Matthew chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Whatever they did, Jesus wanted his disciples to obey him and work with him. The fish they had caught were important to Jesus and to them, and they had worked together to catch them. Jesus gave them a valuable, practical, and spiritual lesson. John 21:11. So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Though Peter had left his fellow fishermen to tow in the fish, he immediately obeyed the Lord Jesus before anyone else and dragged the net ashore. As commercial fishermen, they noted the number of large fish that were caught and marveled that with so many the net was not torn. On this morning, Peter demonstrated his desire to be with Jesus as soon as possible and to obey Jesus as quickly as possible. He became an example for all who would believe in and follow Jesus. John 21:12. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus knew about their labors of that night and early morning, and he was concerned about their physical and spiritual needs. If they were famished from hard work, they would not be able to concentrate on what he intended to teach them while and after they ate. Throughout his ministry, Jesus showed concern for the whole person, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and he did so here. In these early morning hours, the disciples knew by the way he spoke and acted that Jesus was alive from the dead and speaking to them once again. John 21:13. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. Since Jesus was not a ghost, Jesus could personally and physically serve them by taking the bread and the fish and giving them their food. Notice, as King of Kings, Jesus could have asked them to serve him. That is the way of the world. But Jesus came as a servant, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Earlier, Jesus had explained his relationship with them and how they should treat one another. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28, we read, Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." John 21:14. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. The Gospel of John records three resurrection appearances of Jesus to his disciples. Before he appeared to his disciples, he appeared to Mary Magdalene. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. On the evening of the first day of the week, on Resurrection Sunday, Jesus appeared to his disciples, but Thomas was not present. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 25. A week later, on Sunday, they were in the house again when Thomas was present, and Jesus appeared to them again. John chapter 20, verses 26 through 29. Perhaps During these two appearances, Jesus personally told them to go to Galilee. Jesus' third appearance to them was in Galilee, and likewise, totally unexpected, and perhaps on a Sunday, not the Jewish Sabbath. These three appearances to his disciples seemed the most important three for John to report. Indeed, John wrote, "Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What reasons might Jesus have had for telling his disciples to go to Galilee where he would meet them? 2. Why do you think the disciples went fishing? 3. What do you think the disciples learned from their fishing experiences with Jesus? 4. How many times did Jesus appear to his disciples? 5. What fish did Jesus use to feed his disciples? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Loving Leads to Doing. John chapter 21, verse 7. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. When Bible students think of the Apostle Peter, three or four events usually come to mind. He was the first disciple to confess that Jesus of Nazareth was the long-expected Messiah, and Jesus blessed him. On the night the Romans arrested Jesus, in his effort to defend Jesus, Peter cut off the right ear of Malchus, a servant of the high priest. So Jesus healed Malchus. Then, unhappily, during Jesus' trial, three times Peter denied that he knew Jesus, as Jesus had foretold. But Jesus loved Peter, as he did all his disciples. So he began the process of restoring Peter to the apostleship he had planned for him. After Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, before Jesus appeared to any of the other disciples, he first appeared to Peter. We do not know anything about their conversation, but Jesus totally transformed Peter. Peter came to love Jesus so much that the moment he learned Jesus was on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he alone jumped in the water and swam and waded 100 yards to see him. Then, when Jesus asked his disciples to bring him some of the fish they had caught, Peter was the one who jumped up immediately to obey Jesus. As Peter confessed his love for Jesus, Jesus commissioned Peter three times to care for his people. Despite Peter's previous misunderstandings and sins, after Jesus forgave him, Peter sought every opportunity to be with Jesus and the first to obey him. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.